Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Days turn into weeks. Weeks turn into months, and life feels pretty much the same. The only thing that changes a routine is you. I don't care whether you want to lose weight, you want to learn something new. There are many things you've wanted to do. We make New Year's resolutions, and most of the time they don't happen. And it's because of routine. You get caught up in a routine. We are little more than ants. You guys have heard me talk about this. Little more than ants who can think. So, aside from our routine, where we go out and forage and bring it back to the queen, whoever that queen may be, in this case, government, big fat thing that just keeps making more of us, right? But anyway, we actually will take a vacation from time to time. We'll take time out to go to a movie. Go to a play, hang out with friends, travel, do some other things, right? We'll find a way to entertain ourselves periodically. But most of the time, and you can argue with me on this if you want. I'd be happy to entertain it. But most of the time, we are merely ants watching time tick away with mundane activities. You get up in the morning. Brush your teeth, wash your hair, wash your face, comb your hair, shower, whatever you do. You go downstairs, you pet the dog, you take the trash out, you fix the dishes, whatever, you sweep, you mop. I mean, it's amazing. I told my youngest son, I said, if you want to get out of these types of activities, the mundane of life, make a lot of money and let somebody else do that stuff for you, and you become less of an ant. Now, some people enjoy it. I have friends that go, man, I enjoy, cleaning the house or washing dishes or making sure my house is in order. Okay, fine. I get it. But for the most part, it's drudgery we have to do. Let me put it a different way. If somebody were to clean your house and every day cook for you and you had a driver who could take you places so you didn't have to worry about traffic, would you like it? If somebody else paid for it, would you like it? Because I'm going to tell you right now, my hand's up. I've been in that life. I've been around people that have other people doing things for them. And you know what? It is absolutely phenomenal. Because you stop being an ant for just a minute. Anyway, the only way you can survive the drudgery of life, because that's what it is one, you accept that that's a role that you got to play. And two, you also know there's something better, and it doesn't involve this life. As I said, life deals enough respites that we find it amazing. I mean, we don't want to die. There's a point in your life where you don't want to die. You're like, oh, man, this is great. Maybe you're out skiing with friends or or whatever. You're out, doing something that you really enjoy. But when you stop and consider where your true wonderment comes from, you will find that we are little more than sophisticated ants. I remember Melissa and I were somewhere, I don't remember where, and we were looking at a sunset. It might have been in Arizona. And it was like, that is so beautiful. I get why they call it the painted desert. I think it was. But I'm just thinking about an Arizona sunset because people would tell me Arizona sunsets or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's a sunset. Shut up. You don't know nothing about sunsets. The sunrise and sunsets. But I noticed it. And it was somebody who had taken notice and said, Kevin, if you're in Arizona, you got to see those sunsets. I had not paid attention to the sunsets because I'm an ant. I'm an ant doing my drudgery. But I was driving along one day and I see this sunset in Arizona and I went, wow. I was amazed. Had some friends come to town. I told them, you got to go to Sedona. You got to go. And they came back. I couldn't wait to ask them what they thought. Because it's amazing. those respites, sophisticated ants. And we stop for a minute and we see the wonderment around us. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Carl Sandburg said, time is the coin of your life. It is the only coin you have, and only you can determine how it will be spent. Be careful lest you let other people spend it for you. So here's my question to you. How do you spend your time? See, leftists think we waste our time on really important things, like jobs, children, friends, true friends, not their kind of friends, the hobbies. You like building furniture in your garage or something, or in a workshop. Most leftists don't get it. There's a saying, if you enjoy your wasted time, then is it wasted? People will see you do something like, man, that's such a waste of time. And you're like, yeah, but it relaxes me. Then it's not a waste of time. Imagine for a second how your life would be if you weren't fighting the insanity of leftism every day. What would you be doing with that extra time? Just think, would you wake up every day fighting? I have conversations with friends of mine. We knew each other, and life was so different. We were thinking about what restaurant we were going to go to, what ball game we were going to try to plan to do. Things were, I mean, our lives were so non-political. It is insane. And those very same friends I talked to today, you know what we talk about? We talk about the craziness of leftists. We talk about the angst of forced vaccinations and vaccination passes and, you know, crazy stuff. Illegal immigration, climate change, racial division, gender division, sexual divisions or sexual deviancy, and other stuff like that. And let me tell you, leftists keep us in a constant state of chaos. It's a wonder any of us can even function. Has anybody ever queried a leftist over why they do this? And why none of their predictions of doom and gloom ever come true? It's insane, but we have to stay on it. We're constantly talking about it. And you know what it is? It is a monumental waste of time. We're going to have a great show for you today, folks. Hang in there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's a saying that the secret of your future is hidden in your daily routine. And I believe that. Incrementalism, I say that we're ants, but think about what ants accomplish. They get a lot done in their little world, and they're a vital part of what happens in the world. I tell people all the time, don't think of yourselves as insignificant. You're listening to this program. You have no idea how important you are to our team. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. You're significant. 80 million people plus voted for Donald Trump. And as I've asked many people, I said, what would happen if 80 million people every day, forget investing anything, they just decided, I'm going to hit Kevin's work. I'm going to listen to his radio show. 80 million people. Do you know what the advertising on that day would do for my team? No exaggeration, we'd probably make, $500,000. 80 million people read my blog on one day, I don't know what it would do, but I can tell you this. A million people reading your blog in a month is about $5,000. So $5,000 times 80? Just think about that. One thing. If 80 million people decided they were going to support one, I'm talking about you don't do anything. This is not, because I posed this question before and said, what if we all gave $1? We invested $365 a year. And every day, 80 million people migrated to something important to you. We do adoptive kids. 80 million people gave money to an adoptive a charity for adoptive kids. If 80 million people gave money, gave a dollar to push back on this nonsense of climate change or the nonsense of critical race theory or whatever, and we collectively, you know, teamed up and said we're going to put our efforts into that. The number of people that voted for Trump, whether you believe that to be 75 million or 80, I think it's 80, legit. What would happen if you could migrate that mass of people to any single thing every single day? What would your favorite charity do? What do you think my buddy Tom Fenton of Judicial Watch would say if $80 million came in one day for him to invest? What about James O'Keefe? $80 million in one day for him to run Project Veritas. You're important. 100,000 people downloading my radio show per day, and we have zero financial issues on the radio side. Zero. Only 100,000 of 80 million people, if they listen to this show every single day, and we're in nirvana. Now, I don't know what number you are. We get thousands. But if you're asking yourself how important you are, you listening to this show and getting one or two or three other people to do it is a mind-blowing thing for us. We just started selling merch. Go look at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale. And by the way, go get your white forgiveness card, your white guilt forgiveness card, and get one for the spouse, because you never know if you're going to need it. If you're going to need a travel pass, you might as well show them that you got the white card, white guilt forgiveness as well. But every dollar that we get goes into running this operation. I've talked about this before. One of my buddies called me up the other day. He said, well, Kevin, you're rich, and you know, we can joke about it because he knows I'm not. I'm rich in friends. I'm rich in laughter. I'm rich in love, but I'm not rich in finance. I'm not poor. I mean, I don't have a distended belly. Well, I have a little bit of a belly right now, but it ain't because I'm missing meals. Flies are not circling around my eyes, at least not the ones that want to live. But anyway, oh man, I have too many conversations with friends that crack me up. So, what was I talking about? Oh, that's right, you, how important you are. I got sidetracked with my importance. But you are, and it's funny to me how people seem to think they're insignificant when, in mass, we can accomplish a lot. And I'm going to be blunt, you know, because we've been having these discussions about, you know, why more people aren't doing the things that, you know, that we won't ask them to do. And I told my team, I said, because we soft shoe how we ask for stuff. In other words, you come to this show because I'm a fearless warrior for your cause. And we don't present ourselves as that. And they're like, yeah, but we, more people are, you know, wishy-washy, you know, I don't care. I'm not trying to attract those people to my program. If you want wishy-washy, go listen to Sean Hannity. You want somebody who's going to give you some interesting topics and make you think, come listen to me. I know Sean's Mr. Tough Guy now because he's training and he's got a guy. That's what everybody tells me, Kevin, you need to go beat up Sean so he can shut up about all his martial arts. I'm not worried about Sean. I just wish if he had that big of an audience, he ought to be teaching him something and not giving out white bread radio. So anyway, I started the segment off by talking about your future's hidden in your daily routine. And what is your daily routine? Well, part of it is this, but that daily routine leads to something. You want something different for you. Forget your life. Most of us are beyond. We can live our lives pretty much If there were 50 Bidens, we'd be okay. We might be mad about it. We might not be traveling. We might zip our mouths a little more than we'd like, but we could survive it. But your kids can't. So your future's hidden in your daily routine, and part of your daily routine is, hey, I'm going to get in the mix. I'm going to engage. And if you're going to engage, here's what I'm going to tell you. You're going to engage wishy-washy. What kind of warrior wants some Guatemalan midget serving them grapes? Well, I do. But, I mean, going to battle, let me tell you what you want. You want somebody fierce. You want somebody down for the cause. And that's what our team is. And so I don't mind the routine. My routine is I get up every single day preparing to kick the butt of leftists, and it's a take no prisoners attitude. And people who go, Kevin, you talk about fighting and beating up people all the time. I do. And I wish I didn't. I wish my routine was what it used to be years ago when it was, hey, man, there's a great happy hour over here and we don't have to cook dinner because there's this phenomenal. That was the highlight of my day was my friends calling me going, dude, they got a great happy hour over so-and-so. Really? And we all went over there, had drinks, depending upon status, chased girls or talked about chasing girls or whatever. And end of evening and went home and started the routine again. But whatever it was, man, it had nothing to do with the nonsense that we deal with each and every day. Now we've got people like AOC, the girls, the dumb ones we used to see in these clubs, the bartenders, are now leading this country. Yet that doesn't make you wonder what the heck went wrong. I don't know what does. When we get back, I want to talk about the routine of the left. How do they spend their time? You already know they spend it looking for ways to make you mad, but it can be more sinister than that. Keep it here, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The price of homes keeps soaring. A new report found home prices jumped 16.6% in May of this year compared to the same month last year. That's the highest mark in the report's history, and the 20-year composite index revealed the biggest year-over-year price jumps happened in Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle. A House Select Committee is investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. In her opening statements at the hearing, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney said the violence that day cannot go uninvestigated. Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson calling the attack on the Capitol planned and coordinated. Life without parole is the sentence for Georgia spot killer Robert Aaron Long, who pled guilty on Tuesday. Long admitted to shooting and killing four people at a spa back in March in Cherokee County, north of Atlanta. USA Radio News. American gymnast Simone Biles is citing mental health concerns as the reason for withdrawing from the gymnastics team finals at the Olympics.
They were like, hi, I was like, you guys need to relax. You're going to be fine without me. Go out there, you kick some butt just like you've done in training, and just lay it out on the floor and see what happens.
After Biles withdrew from the team finals, the USA Gymnastics Twitter account tweeted she bowed out because of a medical issue. A Hong Kong protester is convicted in the first trial under a new tough security law.
Tong Ying Kit, the first person to be charged and tried under Hong Kong's national security law imposed by Chinese authorities, was found guilty of terrorism and inciting secession by three judges Tuesday. The 24-year-old had pleaded not guilty to the charge and was denied a jury trial. The maximum sentence is life in prison. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So over the weekend, they said eight people were killed, 48 were wounded in Chicago. That is Olympic-level killing. Wow! Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. We're talking about leftist routine. Can I give you a leftist routine? The leftist routine is killing people, killing mofos. That is a leftist routine. That is a leftist pastime. Some might even think they do it for sport. Oh, you chuckle at that. You go, come on, Kevin. What are you talking about? You do it for sport, man. That's just cynical. No, gangs do initiations where you just got to go shoot somebody. When you analyze the killings that go on in a city, are you kidding? Yeah, people walking along, a couple, and they get shot. You think they have a beef? Oh, they're getting killed for no reason. Gang initiations. Yeah, they do. They kill for sport. And meanwhile, they're going to they challenge us on gun control. Joe Biden's talking about gun control. Gun control for hunters, people that go out have to make a living. I mean, they survive on it. Oh, they've got an assault weapon. Yeah, and they're assaulting their moose based on getting a moose tag or an elk tag or some deer tag or some bird tag or some fishing license or whatever. Yeah, there's people that are going out to do legal stuff. And then there are the people that have their weapons for protection. And meanwhile, in cities all over the country, people are killing each other by the hundreds every single day. And Democrats are, we need gun control for these people that are getting their guns legally and going out and doing stuff, and they got too many guns. And I mean, it's so clear what the gun control agenda is. It's as clear as the virus stuff that I talked about the other day. Gun control. Wow. Eight people killed. For the record, I didn't even check. That was the preliminary number, because I get it every weekend. I always going to know. I want to know. But they adjust it, just like they do Joe Biden's inflation numbers and other stuff. They always adjust them. They give you the bad news, and then they wait for the worst news until you don't care anymore. Here's what the Chicago residents have to say about all the killings going on in Chicago.
Meanwhile, everyone is
just kind of fearful or frightened about it.
Chicago's Lawndale neighborhood is reeling after two mass shootings last evening left 10 people shot and one dead.
And police say despite all the victims and the witnesses, they are getting very little cooperation.
Dane Blacko went to Lawndale today to visit a neighborhood under siege.
We are in a battle for the heart and soul of some of our communities.
It's the day after in Lawndale. Gloves of crime scene tape and surgical gloves on the street and a heavy police presence. Reminders of last night's blast of violence.
It ain't safe out here. Why, you can't even be in your own backyard.
Yvonne Jones tends her community garden plot just across the street, where five people were shot last night, next door to an elementary school. The victims ranging in age from 14 to 22. And just minutes earlier, and a few blocks to the east, five more people were shot at the corner of Christiana and Douglas Boulevard. A 15-year-old boy was killed, and a 16-year-old boy is hanging on to life. But police say despite all of the victims and witnesses, nobody's talking.
That signals to us, when you don't cooperate, when you're silent, that you prefer street justice.
And Lawndale residents say street justice is out of control, along with other social ills. We came across two men passed out on Douglas Boulevard, apparently from heroin. Tiny drug bags littering the grass. Lawndale resident Vivian Smith calling 911.
There's two guys laying in the park. One is not moving. It's sad because our neighborhood, black, they always say black on black crime. I don't understand. Black on black killing each other. For what reason?
If this doesn't tell you just how bad it is here in Lawndale, there's blood spatters all over the sidewalk by one of the shooting scenes, but also on the sidewalk, chalk drawings from children, including a hopscotch.
It's about the kids. It's all about the children.
Welcome back, everybody. That is the routine of leftism. KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. That's Chicago. The 71st most deadly city in America. Wow! I want you to understand what people deal with on a daily basis in urban indoctrination centers. That is the 71st most deadly city per capita. Think about how bad it has to be in the other 70. When these are people, the guy starts out, everyone is fearful, frightened. This is a legitimate fear. This isn't climate change, the biggest existential threat to mankind. Go to the neighborhood of Lawndale and ask those people, what is the biggest threat you face on a daily basis? I would love for AOC to go to that neighborhood and have her discussion with these folks. And I'm not even going to read you the ticker tape of who got killed. The lady talked about it, black on black crime. They don't even want to talk about it. We have to get caught up in, oh, it's critical race theory. White people are evil. White people are not driving to Lawndale in two separate shootings of five people, one of which left a 15-year-old kid dead, and the other one, a 16-year-old, hanging on to life in critical condition. This is why, you want to talk about routine? The routine of insanity, I was going to get it out, trust me. The routine of insanity that occupies leftism every single day, they say they can solve problems. Let me tell you what I'll be talking about next week. Metaphorically, I'll be talking about the number of people who've been shot and or killed in Chicago and all over cities in this country. And you know what the left are waiting for their routine? You want me to take a guess for you? They're waiting for a cop to shoot a black dude. Meanwhile, in this particular weekend, in unofficial numbers, because I mean, we're going to check. I want you guys to check before the next break. Unofficial numbers, we got 8 people who were killed out of 48 who were shot. I promise you this. There will be more. When we find out the final number, there will be more than what I just told you. That is their routine. There are consequences to leftism, folks. Consequences. And how we can't sell against the carnage that's left in leftism is beyond me. You've been to the grocery store. So one of my buddies, we were talking the other day because we were planning a trip together, and he says, Kevin, let's just plan on buying food and cooking when we get there. And I'm like, I'm all for it. I love going out to eat. I went to the grocery store, and I looked at one of these like tomahawk ribeyes, and that probably would be about $27 to $35 during the time of Trump. That thing is $45 or $48. $48. Now, take that to a restaurant. And it was a big one. I don't know how many pounds it was, but it was big. But I don't even know what it cost per pound. It was crazy amount of money. But take that to a restaurant now. This is getting it at the grocery store. A restaurant's gotta mark that thing up 3x. So forget, it's one thing that Biden's costing people, you know, money when you go to the grocery store. I know, he saved us 16 cents over July the 4th. What have you done with your newfound money? Okay, but he's killing you at the house, but he's killing restaurants as well. Because you can't go out to a Taco Bell. If you've got a family of four and you can get out of Taco Bell for less than $30, you're Houdini. This is junk food. You can't get out of there for less than $30. Same with McDonald's. So imagine going into a restaurant and trying to have just a normal steak dinner, and your bill's going to be $500 for a family of four. If you're lucky, it's $500. God forbid. I remember taking clients to Morton's Steakhouse, and it cost, you know, maybe five or six of us, and it costing, say, $600, and me thinking, wow, this is kind of a woo-hoo-hoo. Let me tell you, if I took the same group of people to Morton's today, I couldn't get out of there for under $1,000 if you put a gun to my head. I'm talking about if they ordered a filet, a ribeye. Six people, you will not get out of a steakhouse for less than $1,000. I can practically guarantee you. How do we get off on this from the shootings? Well, I digressed a bit. But I'm going to come back to it because it's an important issue. Every weekend, every week, this is their routine. I asked you earlier, what are you planning? What do you want to do? Are you plotting against the climate change people? No, you're just saying, let me live my life and enjoy the weather that I see each and every day. Are you plotting against the people that don't want you to have guns? No, you're not plotting to go out and kill anybody. You're not doing anything wrong, but the left is going after you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We are in a battle for the heart and soul of some of our communities.
It's the day after in Lawndale. Gloves of crime scene tape and surgical gloves on the street and a heavy police presence. Reminders of last night's blast of violence.
It ain't safe out here. Why, you came to be in your own backyard.
Yvonne Jones tends her community garden plot just across the street from where five people were shot last night, next door to an elementary school. The victims ranging in age from 14 to 22. And just minutes earlier, and a few blocks to the east, five more people were shot at the corner of Christiana and Douglas Boulevard. A 15-year-old boy was killed, and a 16-year-old boy is hanging on to life. But police say despite all of the victims and witnesses, nobody's talking.
That signals to us, when you don't cooperate, when you're silent, that you prefer street justice.
And Lawndale residents say street justice is out of control, along with other social ills. We came across two men passed out on Douglas Boulevard, apparently from heroin. Tiny drug bags littering the grass. Lawndale resident Vivian Smith calling 911.
It's two guys laying in the park. One is not moving. It's sad because our neighborhood, like they always say, black on black crime. I don't understand. Black on black killing each other. For what reason?
If this doesn't tell you just how bad it is here in Lawndale, there's blood spatters all over the sidewalk by one of the shooting scenes, but also on the sidewalk, chalk drawings from children, including a hopscotch.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. There's so much you can glean from these reports. It seems like, oh, Kevin, you're piling on. You're talking about, you know, crime in Chicago and other cities. I'm not piling on anything. I'm just telling you the state of routine leftism. Despite victims and witnesses, nobody cooperating with the police, right? Because the police are the bad guys, right? Welcome back, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These kids were shot ages 14 to 22, two different shootings. A 15-year-old killed, by the way, a 15-year-old is equivalent to 35 in white people years, a 15-year-old black kid killed, a 16-year-old hanging on to life. Street justice out of control, as are other social ills, as the report put it. And you know what those social ills are? Dope fiends. Zombies walking around neighborhoods all over the country looking for their next hit. Women selling their babies, trying to sell their children so they can get a hit of crack cocaine or crank or whatever. But hey, Democrats have all the answers, don't they? Look at the surge in crime in every neighborhood in America and ask yourself, how good is leftism? What's the routine of leftism? You want to know the routine of leftism? They don't want to cooperate with the police who have to come in and solve the crimes. And why? They want to do street justice so it can continue. This all can continue. Junkies on the street. This is what kids walking to school, going to and from school, face every single day. The gauntlet of leftism. That's what it is. And until we actually say what it is, you know what they're going to do? Oh, well, let's teach critical race theory because these poor black kids, oh my gosh, they need to understand how terrible white people are. Not a white person in sight in any of the stuff that we talked about here. Not a cop going by killing anybody. Not some white person traipsing through the neighborhood going, ooh, there's some black people, I'll kill them. Black people killing themselves. And then, when you want to help, nope, we'll handle it. Street justice. Lady says, we ain't safe down here. Can't even go in your backyard. And you think that they're not right for somebody to come in and save them? For some group of people, look, I don't care what political persuasion you put on it, but for somebody to come in and say, look, we're going to get these neighborhoods back. If you're interested, we're going to do it. We know how to do it. And how about part of it be put the responsibility back on black folks? Snitches get stitches? Yeah, well, if you don't have any snitches, you don't solve crimes, and bad guys get to do what they do. If that's what you want, fine, but I don't think it is. I think the majority of black folks are sick of it. Nobody on the left saying a single word about the number of people who get killed each and every day in black communities, mostly black communities, in every city. Lawndale. Let me ask you. Do you think that the Chicago Police Department knows much about Lawndale? you think they know it's a high crime area? By the way, we have the updated numbers. And here's what they, here's how they cover their butt. They said greater than 70 shot and 10 were killed. Now, when we first had the report, it was 55 were shot, 8 of them killed. Now we've learned it's greater than 70 shot and 10 were killed. I don't even think we talked about it last week, but let me just give you the number. The previous weekend in Chicago, 61 people were shot, 10 of them were killed. July 4th weekend, 108 of them were shot, and 19 people were killed. So if you want to know the routine of the left, the routine of the left is murder and mayhem. What were you doing? Were you taking your weapon, your legally operated weapon, and figuring out who to shoot? I don't think so. But we have to have a discussion of gun control. Guns are doing what? What's a gun got to do with this? These people are going to kill each other. Well, here's the thing. If they don't have guns, it'll be tougher for them to kill each other. But it's not going to impact the legal gun owners killing each other. And the reason why the people in Chicago, black folks, mostly in black neighborhoods, are killing each other is because of the circumstances. It's because of the lack of all the things that we preach about every single day. That we live, raising your kids to be good citizens, and I could go on. That's what this is all about. And do you think any of these leftists want to go to the root source and try to bring fathers into the homes, teach these young women to keep their legs shut, find the right guy, and teach them how to look for the right guy, which, by the way, should be somebody that is a good father figure? I could go on. Do you understand the cyclical nature of this? What's Lori Lightfoot doing? Remember the woman who went after the white couple that were protecting themselves from Antifa? Her name is Kim Gardner. She's out of St. Louis. By the way, the most deadly city in America. A radical half-black nationalist. Go look at her picture. You remember what I told you guys about mulattoes? Half-black, half-white. They become so black nationalist, they hate their white side. Yep, they have to prove their blackness to the world, so they become ultra-black, and all of them are light-skinned. They can easily pass as white. Here's what they wrote about her. Gardner, the first black woman to be elected St. Louis's circuit attorney. And remember, they got rid of the circuit attorney who was over the case for Michael Brown Jr. because he was too white. They say she campaigned on progressive changes and vowed to go after criminals and hold them accountable. She did flashy interviews on 60 Minutes and Nightline, grabbed even more headlines when she sued the city, its police union, and five others in 2020, what she called a racist effort to block her reform agenda. Today, she stands accused by members of the public, her former employees, a circuit judge, of dereliction of duty. Her office has been faulted for making egregious errors that led to the dismissal of 3 murder cases in a week. They've also been accused of turning their backs on the families of victims and have been no-shows to multiple court hearings. See, this is what I'm telling you. This is the consequence of leftism. Elect me. I'll do it. All they want is the money and the fame. They don't want to work. I told you this about Barack Obama. He doesn't want to work. Are you kidding? That's the last thing that clown wants to do. Here's what a Sierra Moore, black chick, said of Kim Gardner. Kim Gardner is a poor excuse for a prosecutor. See, these are black folks who want to see justice. And they don't care that the perp is another black person that killed their cousin, their brother, their father, their sister, their aunt, whatever. Campbell. So Moore's brother, this lady, Sierra Moore, her brother, Randy Moore, was allegedly gunned down in 2020 by Brandon Campbell. Campbell was arrested with charged with first-degree murder, armed criminal action, unlawful gun possession, If found guilty, he would have faced life behind bars. But a circuit judge was forced to dismiss the case after a St. Louis prosecutor under Kim Gardner's watch failed to show up to three hearings and did not comply with a court order to produce evidence to Campbell's defense attorney. Kimberly Archie is her name. She was on maternity leave. Do you think that Kim Gardner made sure that justice was done for this black family who lost their brother? What do you think, white people? I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.